Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, to provide you some context, Element AI is the fastest growing AI firm in the world, achieving a valuation between $600 to $700 million in just 3 years since it was founded in October 2016. Through their open collaborative approach with research institutions, Element AI turns the latest of academic research into scalable products. Powered by more than 500 employees, Element AI has invested time and energy into initiatives that apply AI to support human rights, sustainable development, and climate science through their AI for Good team. Now, we're joined today by co-founder of Element AI, Philippe Bondois, to tell us more, especially with AI expecting to reach $71 billion by 2024, with a CAGR of 26% from 2019 to 2024. Philippe, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
First thing, though, let's talk about the emerging global AI trends, the impact it's having on the region. Is it still quite a nascent industry, you think, or it's just taken off already?
Well, it's taken off in many ways, although what we see is a lot of results that are happening in the lab are hard to turn into real impact for business and customers.
Mm. Why do you think that is, though?
Well, for a number
Not so accessible, maybe, AI?
Yeah, it's definitely part of it is linked to the fact that people have a mistrust for AI. So it's seen as a black box and it can reduces or create friction in the adoption.
Mm. What else do you think might be able to help, say, bring it out of the lab into the real world? Is it a case of needing to democratize AI?
Yeah, so there's definitely a need for better tools and better solution to help scale AI and make it work not only as one-off projects, but as projects that can live over a long period of time.
Mm.
So that's one. There's needs for tools and ways of using AI that foster trust between the user and the system. That's another one.
Mm. Talk to us about, say, Element AI's role here in driving the widespread AI adoption, or the want to anyway, across industries as well.
Yes. So, I mean, in our case, what we do is we bring a unique set of products, tools, and services that tackle some of these biggest challenges of AI. And we also work in a very open and collaborative way with ecosystems around the world, and in particular here in Singapore, in order to help drive the adoption of AI through these products and services.
Because you have quite a number of bigwigs, so to speak, that you're helping out and you've established strategic partnerships here in Singapore with. For example, SG Innovate and SMU and, of course, GIC, our investment arm of the government, is your marquee client. Talk to us as well about why Element AI's advisory service will play this crucial role in helping organizations in the region.
Yeah. So, in a sense, when you talk about trustworthiness in AI, a lot of it has to do with the understanding customers have of the systems they're using. And as such, our partners in the region, we're working with them to foster this understanding, to make sure that they can use the tools and trust the results that come out of it. So there's a work of education a bit, but also a work of just staying close to their needs, the impact they need to have with these tools, and at the end, make sure that they reach the value that they're seeking.
What sort of misconceptions surround AI at this point that might prevent businesses from embracing it?
Yeah, a common misconception is around the need for huge amount of clean data. In the recent years, AI has made progress that allows us to work with smaller amounts of data that's not necessarily been very cleanly labeled or worked with. So that's something we've done with some of our customers that had limited access to or limited quantities of data.
Mm.
We worked from larger quantity of more generic data, and we specialized it on the small amount of data the customer had.
Right. How do you do that, though? Because AI still needs to be informed by, say, a scientist or a human being, right, to tell them how to do things.
Yes, there's definitely a need for informing AI. We call that labeling sometimes, which where you AI actually works from, it learns from the data it gets. But this data needs to be tagged by a human expert so that the AI system understands what's there. So that's one way in which we've reduced the amount of data that's needed is by improving on the labeling tools so we can do that more efficiently.
We're speaking to co-founder of Element AI, Philippe Baudouin. Talk to us as well about regulation of AI. Detractors have talked about how somebody needs to keep an eye on the... It's like policing the police, so to speak. What do you think, Philippe?
So for sure, AI raises a number of questions when it comes to regulatory frameworks and the way to build systems that that people will engage with. And one such area is data governance. How do you make sure that the data you collect and you use to train the AI is, devoid of biases or is going in the direction the population wants it to go, respects privacy? All of these concerns can be important, and they can be implemented if you have the right data governance framework, which is one thing we've been pushing on quite a bit with different regulators around the world.
Whose responsibility is it, though?
Yeah, so the question of responsibility, accountability is interesting, right? I think you can go further if you have more transparency, if the system is more transparent. And you can also go further if the system is better at explaining itself, what we call explainability, and the user is better at understanding that explanation. So all this concept of trust, again, plays a big role here. If the user understands what the system is doing, they will be more willing to accept the decision and to take some of the responsibility for it.
If we talk about skills and whether or not the workforce is ready for a future with peppered with AI everywhere, you reckon we are, we're not? What's the hottest job, I suppose, if AI is coming to the fore? I'm going to need to go back to school.
Well, I mean, it's like a previous technological revolution, right? I mean, there will be a need to upgrade your understanding of the way system work, as opposed to traditionally programmed software that used very rigid rules, which we all understand to an extent today because we're using it so much. AI is built making decisions based on data. So I think we will all need to develop an understanding of what it means for an automated system to make a decision based on the data it saw. It will therefore require all of us to upgrade our skills maybe and understanding data science. The changes are fast enough that upskilling will definitely be needed. I think, it can be done. It will be required as these new products come into market and we start interacting with them.
How do you assuage the fears of some detractors who feel, AI is going to take over the world? Often that comes to mind is that Terminator film and how Skynet will become a super cognizant computer and try to kill everyone or kill all humans.
Yeah. These fears are not new when it comes to AI. I think like even 40 years ago, we probed these saw some of these.
Which is probably why the movie was made.
Yeah, exactly, right? And AI is, I don't know, it was invented in the 60s, and already people were talking about that. But in our case, we prefer to take a more pragmatic view, to look at what the advances have been in AI. Machine learning has made real progress and has enabled things that we couldn't do before. And just harnessing that is going to have a tremendous positive impact in the life of people. If you focus on this and you focus on all the ways to make these systems trustworthy rather than creepy, which has not necessarily been the focus up until now, you make them trustworthy, people will see the value in them, and we will stay very far from disaster scenarios.
Co-founder of Element AI, Philippe Baudouin, joining us today. Philippe, it's been a pleasure.
Pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.